We're in downtown Indianapolis. The Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts having their annual meeting and convention here. I'm with Liz Rice, the executive director of the IASWCD. Let's talk, Liz, about just the importance of bringing all these folks together, first of all. A packed room here at the Westin in downtown Indy. It's good to see all these folks involved in your organization.
So the great thing about this meeting is we have people from all over the state who are involved in conservation, either at their local soil and water conservation district as staff. We have NRCS partners here. We have ISDA. And of course, we have producers and soil and water conservation district supervisors from all over the state to network with each other, to learn, to advance our understanding of the science and the purpose of conservation and why we do it. We always leave here feeling reconnected and recommitted to our mission of getting conservation on the land and respecting the blessings that we've been given for future generations.
Liz, talk about the importance of the local soil and water conservation district. These folks put in a lot of work, a lot of time, and bring a lot of good resources. It's there for people to take advantage of.
Without soil and water conservation districts, conservation landscape would look a lot different and a lot weaker. The conservation districts are they are really the first line of defense for conservation here in the United States, and especially here in Indiana, where we have just about the highest level of cover crop usage here, highest amount of no-till, and just generally getting conservation on the ground. So Indiana is a great state to be for conservation and for land management, for land protection, and ensuring that we have clean water and healthy soil for generations to come, and it's all thanks to our local soil and water conservation districts. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be heading over to the State House and thanking our legislators for their increased investment in Clean Water Indiana funding, which is going to go a long way getting conservation on the ground through our conservation districts. So hope you can join us at the State House tomorrow, 8 a.m.
Liz, just, one other thing here, seeing all of these folks here, everyone has a story, and we heard from the president of the NACD, she wants to hear the stories. Other folks want to hear these stories, too. For folks that want to get more involved in this space, they've heard about it, cover crops and things, what advice do you have for them? It really is about connecting those farmers with maybe some of these farmers and sharing that story, right?
Absolutely. So much of farming, so much of conservation, it really is about networking and about talking to the people who have done what you are hoping to do, or talking to people who are interested in doing what you're already done if you're an accomplished conservation farmer. You also want to do your reading with and listening with publications like Hoosier Ag Today. And hopefully reaching out to your local soil and water conservation district. I'm always going to go right to the source. Go to your soil and water conservation district. Even if they don't have the answer, which most of the time they do, but even if they don't, we have a strong partnership across all ag and conservation agencies here in the state of Indiana to get you the answers that you need and get folks out on your land to look at what you're working with and give you recommendations so that you can level up your own conservation game.
That's Liz Rice, Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts, their annual meeting. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting from downtown Indy on Hoosier Ag Today.